On the line with me today, Mary Kay Rudolph, who is the Vice President for Academic Affairs at Santa Rosa Junior College, and the Junior College in Santa Rosa and elsewhere, and its colleagues in higher education, the UC system and the California State College system, are partnering up in some new ways. Can you tell us what they're going to be doing?
It's very exciting. Believe it or not, we're actually the fourth largest system of higher education in the country in California. We have 1/4 of the students in the nation who are in college are in this state. Between 112 community colleges, 23 CSUs, and 10 UCs, coordination can sometimes be a really difficult thing. So the three chancellors for all three of the systems recognize that we sometimes have the exact same students who are passing through each of our doors in a different time frame, and we want to help them to get to their educational goals in a timely fashion, and we also want to make sure that the taxpayers are getting their money's worth. So it's a commitment to talk to each other and to coordinate our services so that we can streamline processes for our students, a very good thing.
And a central focus of this, as I understand it, is ensuring that credits from one place are recognized by another, or the need for what the second place is going to require is anticipated at the first, that sort of coordination?
Yeah, that's really critical. You know, if you've been a student in California and you've come from another state, the first question that I hear a lot is, why don't the colleges have the same course numbering system? Why do I have English 1A in Sacramento at one college that it's 4 units and then it's called English 100 at another college and it's 3 units? And why do I have to take another English course that covers kind of the same stuff once I get to the CSU? About 2.5 years ago, maybe 3 now, Senator Padilla put through a bill, and this was between the community colleges and the CSUs. This was a bill that said, we want you to talk to each other and have a guaranteed transfer. That's been going on for about 1.5 years, and at Santa Rosa, we just put in place the 16th transfer major, which means we guarantee the student takes their first 2 years here, and the CSU guarantees they will take them. They will not make them repeat any courses. They will go directly to their junior year, and they'll count toward their major. So UC is coming on board, too. That's a good thing.
So will this have a direct bearing on your junior college students going forward? And if so, how soon?
Oh, it does. Between the time that the Padilla bill was introduced and accepted and codified, it was about 1 year before we started having transfer majors. And we went from 0 to 16 in 1.5 years. And we went from about 4 students to over 500 that are utilizing that. So now that this has been announced, my bet, Bruce, is that they'll model it on what we're doing with the CSUs. And it could be maybe as little as 1 year before you start seeing that streamlined process available, regardless of where you want to go to a public institution in California.
Mary Kay Rudolph, thanks very much for talking with us. It sounds like a good development for Santa Rosa Junior College.
I think so, and for our students. Thank you, Bruce.